Our scripture reading this morning comes to us from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. Let us allow, as the words are read, for them to rest upon our hearts, our minds, and that we might hear it in a new way. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who are born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Let us bow for a word of prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to us. Your children are listening. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask. Amen. It is the fifth day of Christmas, and we are still nurtured with the thought and idea that our Savior has come to earth, that Christ is born. We have been pondering this through several days. We've been thinking about it closely, taking it to heart what it means. But already around us, since December 26th, the spirit seems to have been fading away. Have you noticed? Things are changing. Our culture has this tendency to race on to the next holiday, to St. Valentine's Day and beyond, leaving Christmas in the dust. I'm sure somewhere there are already Easter cards and candy out. And for me, as a person that takes the church calendar very seriously, it just gets under my skin. But we as Christians are to meditate more upon what it means for Christ to be born, for God to be among us. One of the ways we can do that is by looking at images. You see, as we as humans, images mean so much because we can think and ponder and analyze it over and over again. For us as Christians, it's even more vital. I want to help us this morning that we can stick and focus upon the birth of Christ, that it might lead us into the year 2014 with God by our side. If we look at the images, the examples of Christ as the light and Christ as the Word, I believe it can anchor us. See, so often we as Christians get caught up with our own lives, with work, family, all kinds of problems, and sometimes we get lost. But let us think. You know, the Word and the light were present in the text I just read from John. The Gospel of John is a fascinating account of the story of Jesus. It is very different from the other three, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. In John, you have very different images, deep metaphors and sayings. So when we look at John, we ask ourselves, what is John trying to say? And I believe in my heart that John is very firm in giving a strong argument for who he thinks Jesus is and why we need him. I believe that argument to be God comes to earth. God lives amongst us and loves us to show us that love and seeks for us to be transformed. Now, many of you have expressions on your face like this. I know that you've probably heard this story over and over. It's been a summary your whole life long. Yes, God comes to earth. God loves us. God saves us. God makes us better. But you've heard it over and over again. And sometimes it loses its effectiveness if we don't keep sharp. Think of someone who has experienced great pain throughout their whole life. They've been told, you're worthless. You're despicable. No one could ever love you. And you know there are people out there that have heard that all their lives. For them to hear this message, that the God who created everything loves them no matter what and wants to be in a relationship, that makes a difference. And that will stick with them for the rest of their lives. So for us, we have to find ways to focus. And so when we think about Christ as the light and the Word, I believe it strengthens our foundation and leads us forward without getting lost in the day-to-day tasks. What do you think of when you think of light? Do you think of the sun, the moon, and the stars? Do you think of its opposite, darkness? Do you think of a lonely candle illuminating a small room? Maybe you think of lightning and a dark storm. Perhaps if you were a child, you would say Jesus, because Jesus is always the right answer, right? Jesus is the light. And if we think about it, light is more present now than ever before. Natural light has remained the same, but there's so much artificial light. City skyscrapes, but it still lightens up the world. I remember when I was in the first grade, and it was just a few months prior that I had moved to Searcy. My family and I were living in a condo, and I had gone out with a friend, and it was late evening, middle of the afternoon, and we're wandering around, and of course, we get lost. Can't find our way, nothing seems right, these streets don't look like the ones we should be going down. And soon, with us walking everywhere, it starts to get darker and darker and darker. And sooner or later, it It's pitch black, and there's just a couple street lights lighting our path. Luckily, we were able to find this house with a man out in front who obviously knew that these two kids were lost. So we went up to them, to him. Now, some parents may be freaking out, going, "What? You don't approach strangers?" But this was desperate times, you see. And luckily, he was a wonderful man. He called our parents for us, and they came and picked us up. The point of that story is to say that when it began getting darker, our fears increased. We got more worried about the things that could happen to us. We didn't quite know if we would make it home. And salvation was walking through into my family's home, even though I got a little bit of a scolding. But there was light, and my family welcomed me. Lots of times, we need that light to find our way out of places. And further on in John, there's the passage, "I'm the light of the world. He who is with me will never enter darkness, but with the light will find life." Now, we just talked about a literal understanding of light, right? But this passage is metaphorical, right? It's not like God is shining a giant flashlight onto me and I will always be able to find my way through a dark house. It's metaphorical. Christ lights the path of whatever issues are going on in my life so that I can make through it, so that I can get through it, that God will always be with me. And that light is salvation to us. When we get lost, when we feel like we're in despair or hopeless, let us focus upon the light, which is Jesus Christ, who gets us through those valleys of the shadow of death that can be so painful and so hurtful. It enlightens us when we have this light in our life, and it gives us the faith and the knowledge that we need to push forward. And that brings me to talking about Christ as the Word. Now, oftentimes, when we think of the Word, we automatically think of the Bible. And while that's not inaccurate, there are other ways of understanding what the Word means. Karl Barth was one of the most famous Protestant theologians in the 20th century. And he talked about the Word in three different ways. And they go in increasing to decreasing order. So most important to least important. He talks about the Word. We just read John chapter 1. The Word was with God. The Word is eternal. The Word is the Son. The Word is Christ. What this means, my brothers and sisters, is that the Word is with us. The Word is incarnate in human, enfleshed. Incarnate means enfleshed. Think about the infinite, awesome, mysterious, all-loving God into Jesus, living and walking and teaching, saving and dying and rising. Now, the second one after that is the Word is the Bible. The scriptures that were inspired by the Holy Spirit that were written by human hands, that detail different stories of God's interaction with humans. And it gives us such joy and great knowledge to read and to learn about who this God is and what this God has done and will do. The last is the proclamation of the word, meaning preaching the word, so what I'm doing. But I kind of take that a little bit further than Karl Barth would and say singing the word, right? We experience the word through singing, through reading the Bible aloud in the worshiping community, by sharing it with a friend who is hurt in the hospital. These are all ways. Ultimately, the word is truth, and the word pierces through the thoughts that aren't related to Christ. They strengthen our foundation. I remember as growing up, always very much was close to God, had a strong faith. And I went to Hendricks. And my first semester at Hendricks, my roommate and I are having a conversation about the Bible. And I had gotten a little frustrated, and so I left, and I was walking around, and I decided to go to the chapel to pray. Well, when I get to the chapel, and I'm actually very emotional, I'm crying because I don't know what to do. I'm hearing things that are giving me doubts and questions. And of course, the chapel is locked, and then it starts to rain. So here I am in tears, it's raining on me, and I just walk around. And I just scream at God for a little bit. Faith does not mean that we won't encounter doubts and questions. And it doesn't mean that the doubts and the questions are bad. It is evidence of faith that we are able to wrestle with them and that the truth wins out. Now, it may take us years to get through a doubt or a question we might have. It may take us an hour or a day. But it helps us. Our faith that the truth is evident in Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, I want to leave you with a question. We've talked about the light and the word. They're connected. The light lightens our path forward as we encounter different degrees of hardship along our faith journey. And the word helps us even more because it enlightens our faith and knowledge to discern where to go next. So the question I have this morning is, the light of Christ Jesus with you? Is it giving you life? Is the word being proclaimed as you live out your faith? Can someone tell if you're a Christian by simply watching you? Now is the time, as we go into this new year, to focus, for us to be sharp, to focus upon the light and the word as anchors who push us to go deeper in relationship with God. May we all be blessed this next year, and may we all find God in the midst, even in the dark spots, even in the doubts and the questions. The light and the word will always prevail. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.